It's time for our regular monthly catch-up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. The audio description company provides a whole host of AD services, whether it's at theatres, museums, galleries, visitor attractions, and it all makes it more inclusive and enjoyable for people with visual impairments. And today, we are looking at some touring theatre productions for you can go along to, get the headsets, and get all that audio description in between the actors' dialogue as well. Anne, how are we?
Very well, thank you, Alan. Basking nicely.
We cannot complain about the weather we've had, can we? Not at all. Even though some nights have been a real struggle to get to sleep with the heat, I think. Anyway, let's dive straight into some of these productions, which will be in, I'm sure, very air-conditioned and comfortable theatres. We'll start, first of all, then, with What the Ladybird Heard. This is at the Lowry.
This is a lovely one. It's for children. It's for little ones, I think they say, age 3 upwards. So because some of the little E's are too small, really, to cope with the headphones and the audio description, they tend to be able to from about 5 upwards. Then the touch tour becomes very important for them. So we're able to take everybody onto the stage. So mums and dads and friends and big sisters and little brothers, everybody's welcome. They can have an explore of the set. And most of the actors come out and say hello and show their costumes. So it's a fabulous, inclusive experience. It's very exciting for everyone. And so it means that even the little ones who can't quite cope with listening to the audio description get an enormous amount out of it. And then the slightly older ones are kept very much up to speed with all the story and all the action through what they can hear in their headsets. I know we've got a party from Henshaw's charity in the Northwest, and they're bringing 20 people along. So we know we're going to get lots of people along and have a lovely, lovely time.
Must be great for the kids on stage, especially at that age, you know, getting to meet maybe some of the cast and the costumes and all the sets and things.
Yes.
It must be fabulous for them.
Well, I have to say, on all the children's productions I've worked on, we've done a few at the Lowry, and The Hungry Caterpillar and The Tiger Who Came to Tea. The actors have just been lovely and very patient, showing the children and encouraging them to touch the different textures in the costumes. And it's really exciting. What's lovely is you can do it with all the family, and then there's plenty to talk about afterwards.
And it gets the kids used to audio description, something new for them, and giving them that whole theatre experience too.
Yes. Yeah, we want them to be our audiences for the future, so start them young.
Absolutely. Let's go on to another family favourite. This one is Shrek. Are we off to Wales for this one?
Yes, our Green Monster is going to Wales. I think he's on holiday because it's Llandudno, so he'll be beside the sea. This is a lovely theatre. I mean, the situation could hardly be better. 2 minutes out the front door and you're on the beach. It's right opposite the beach, so it has one of the best views when you're working there beforehand, just sorting out your preparation and everything, and you sit there with this lovely vista of the beach and the sea. Then, of course, we go into the swamp with Shrek, and it's a great adaptation of the film, and it's all about the big green monster, and he goes off on a quest to rescue Princess Fiona from her tower. She's up high in the clouds, and she's guarded by a ferocious dragon, who is a female dragon with very long fluttering eyelashes. And of course, he's accompanied on his travels by the irrepressible donkey, who's full of energy and fun. And I recently described this production when it was in Norwich. And again, we had a great touch tour there. We couldn't get on the stage, but the company very kindly brought all the costumes and props into a separate room so that we had access to them. But I did rather feel for the actors who are in these heavy, very warm costumes under the hot theatre lights. But it's a great story, and it celebrates difference, and it celebrates love, and it's very funny. And I have to say, Lord Farquaad tends to steal the show. This is very, very funny.
Do you know, I love the film. It's fantastic. The first one especially, the karaoke at the end. Just funny. I love it every single time.
Yeah, it's a great way to end a theatre show as well, because they all come out and they're singing and dancing and the audience can join in. So, yeah, very much a feel-good one, that one is.
Now, I know you've got Miss Saigon in Norwich, but I want to move on to Single Spies, which is at Theatre by the Lake. That's one I've not heard of before.
Oh, right, OK. Yes, Theatre by the Lake is probably the other best location theatre, because it is, as it says, by the lake. You look out of the windows and there's a view over the water with the mountains beyond. So, again, it's a beautiful place to work and to visit. Single Spies, these are two plays. It's a double bill of plays by Alan Bennett. And there are about Guy Burgess and the spy scandal. So they're quite gripping dramas, and they make very, very good plays. And they're performed by the company who do, I think I might have talked to you about this repertory company before. They're doing six plays. So you can imagine how big a brain you need to have to remember six lots of dialogue and movements and everything. So one night they'll be doing Single Spies, and then they'll be doing, I think they're doing a Worcester and Jeeves another time, then they'll be doing maybe a murder mystery another night. And so they rotate through these plays, so that if people go to Keswick on holiday, then they can catch three or four plays just within the time they're
what
there.
What talent.
It is. I mean, it really tests the talent, and it shows how versatile these performers can be, because often they'll be singing in one or playing a musical instrument, and then they'll be doing a piece of serious drama. And it's great to catch them doing all their different roles. So all three main house shows are audio described up there during the season.
Fantastic. That's at Theatre by the Lake. I mean, when you do these performances, and you do encourage people to give feedback, I'm assuming it's good for you, but also good for the theatres as well, because the whole idea is to get more theatres doing this and to get theatres having audio description on a more regular basis, and more performances.
Yes, very much so. What's great about email and more people being online and having accessible computers and phones and things is that a lot more people are able to get in touch with me directly. So I'll get a comment on Facebook coming through, or I'll get an email coming through, or a message coming through. And so it's really, really helpful to have that. I mean, personally, one of the joys of doing the touch tour is you get to meet the people beforehand, which I always really enjoy. And then I try to find everybody, if I can, during the interval, just to check the equipment is working and everything's fine. And then I catch people on the way out, if I can. But I always say to people, if you've got any comments, do let us know, because often it's the, we had a couple of problems on the show I was doing yesterday, and that was, it's the equipment, it was just crackly. The customers were saying they couldn't get a clean signal. For me, it was working perfectly through my headphones, and obviously I can't hear what the customers are hearing. So we need that feedback, and we need them to comment. We need people to say, well, I'd really like an audio description of this, or I prefer matinees, or whatever it is that they want to tell us about. It's really, really good to have that feedback from the listeners.
And we'll give your contact details out very soon. You've got Calendar Girls coming up at the Leeds Grand, and you've got Jersey Boys at the Wolverhampton Grand. Again, a couple of great performances. But the one I want to chat about, though, is Fame. And it's a great film, great TV series. I haven't seen this on stage itself, but I have heard from friends of mine who've been to see it, and they just say it's wonderful, it's amazing to watch.
Yes, I've not seen this yet either, so I'm really looking forward to it. From everything I've read and the little clips I've seen and the photographs and everything, it looks absolutely packed with energy, youthful vigour, as we would expect from what we know from the TV series and film and everything. And it's just all those young people on stage giving their all, throwing everything into it, and doing the most incredible dance and song routine. So I think this will be, it'll be hard to sit still, I should say. you'll be tapping your feet, you'll be wanting to get up and dance along. So this really promises to be a great night out. And it's a new tour, so it's going to quite a few different places. I think we're booked to do it in a couple of places. The first one's in Bradford, Alhambra. So if people want to contact their local theatres, check if it's being audio described, and then we do everything we can to make sure it is, because it will be spectacular. And just so it be a little bit like Flashdance and the others that have got those big dance numbers where you need to be in touch with who's doing what and just how impressive it is and how acrobatic and how much fun they're having on stage as well.
I mean, it must keep you on your toes then, because you know, something like Fame, you know, there's the story through it, there's the music, there's the dance, you know, some of the routines are pretty fast-paced as well, so you really have to know your onions, as it were.
That's right, yes. I mean, sometimes it can take an hour to prepare 5 minutes of dance, because you need to run it and rerun it, and if you've got a video of it, or film footage of it, you can stop it and you can write it and you can stop it and write it. And then, of course, you come to play it and you realise you've got far too many words in there for the time in which there is to describe what's happening. So then you need to edit it down and prioritise on, well, what are the main characters doing and what is the most crucial dance step to describe there, and what's going to make people feel most involved at that point, and how is it telling the story? How is it telling us about the dynamics between the different characters? Is it a dance where two of the key characters come together? Is it a bit of a dance-off? Is it moving the story on in another way? So it isn't just about, well, a step to the right, a step to the left. You need to work out what it's adding to the story and then communicate it with the help of course, of the music. And sometimes you can hear some of the dance steps as well. So it's bringing that all to life for the audience.
And crucially, making sure your commentary is in between all the actors' dialogue as well.
Absolutely.
It's an art form, man. It's an art. Well, we're out of time. We managed to squeeze in quite a few productions, which, as you say, are touring at the moment. And I think the word is speak to your local theatre, find out what performances are coming up, find out if they're already described. If they're not, ask them why. And say, get in touch with Anne. She'll sort you out. But if people would like to learn more, Anne, about the shows you're involved in or how to get in touch, how did you do that?
The best way is probably to check the website, first of all. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. You can find a calendar on our events page, and that will list where shows are being described and when and what time and so on. Also, if you want to just drop us a line, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, always welcome comments on Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, that's at Mind's Eye Art.
Fantastic. I'll let you go and iron your leg warmers, and we'll catch up with you again next month.
Lovely. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.